Parashat Noah. The Zohar says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu never had in mind to write history as the Torah. History, if Hashem wants you to know history, Hashem would have written a book with the prophet to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe would have written a book, a side book to the Torah, what happened. The Torah is a holy book. Every letter that's missing, or every extra letter, the whole Torah is pasul. So you see, the Torah is not just a history book. So Zohar says, don't even think that any story, and especially Sefer Bereshit, that we read, most of the book is stories about Adam and Noah and about Yitzhak and Yaakov. Zohar says, you should know there are a lot of secrets in every parasha, in every word, in every letter. And the Zohar has some hints in certain sentences that you don't even have any idea what the sentence means. The Zohar says it means something else completely. Hashem just hid it in the Torah, and you have to dig to find what Hashem meant. But definitely one thing the Zohar says, if you know the story is not a story, of course it did happen. It did happen, but that's not what the purpose of the Shema in the Torah. An introduction to this week's parasha, of course, this parasha is the flood, the Mabul is almost the destruction of the whole universe besides Noah. We'd like to go back to last week's parasha, Parasha Bereshit, at Matthew. This is chapter 6, sentence 5. It says, Vayar Hashem ki rabah ra'at Adam ba'aret, וכל יצר מחשבות ליבו רק רב, רק רב כל היום. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he sees how bad universe behaves. Let me erase and destroy mankind that I did create. Here it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says clearly that I am sorry I did. By the way, the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, page 52, it's unbelievable and unbearable. The Gemara says here, where Chachamim asked this question, what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he is sorry he did it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's sorry he did it. How can you say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what he's doing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say such a statement, and said in the Torah, I mean, the few psukim before, so there's some explanation that Hashem means something else. But here it says clearly, if Hashem is sorry, he created this world. By the way, the Machlok and the Gemara, Masechet Eruvin, the Machlok and the Gemara, it's between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, if it's better for a person to be created, or better off Hashem should not have created them. Because the damage the person can do, it's not worth the whole life yet. But here it says clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is sorry that he created this world. So really, Ari says what it means, really, what the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, if you have a Gemara, you can look it up, page 52. It's unbelievable, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is story about four things he created. You won't believe it. But Hashem said that He is sorry, He created Arab. You hear? You can say it in the UN. The next, maybe Netanyahu will speak at the UN next time. You can quote the Gemara, Masechet Sukkah, page 52. Hashem said, four things I did, and I'm sorry I created it. It says, one of them is Arab. The other one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sorry that He created so-called exile. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sorry He created Iraq, Babel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sorry He created the Yetzer Hara. But can you imagine, the Gemara says Hashem is sorry He created this guy Ishmael. This old Arab, Hashem is sorry about it. Then you go make peace with them, it's against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is sorry that He created, that He made them. The Gemara Matzeret Sukkah, they shifted to. So what it means over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said He's going to destroy the world. Hashem said, I'm sorry I created, or he says maybe it means over here, because Hashem said he had to destroy everything, because everybody already got inside himself, so-called, we call the man the devil. That's the Yetzer Hara. And it says, now Hashem said, you know, I have to destroy the whole world. Hashem referred to the Yetzer Hara, the so-called, pull the world down, and now Hashem said He's going to destroy everything. Destroy everything. Comes the Torah, the next parasha, the last sentence, Venuach Matzachim Bani Hashem. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, we know, the pasuk before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said He's going to destroy everything, that includes Noah. Hashem so-called talks to Himself, and Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Noah, as well as the rest of the world. But, I like Noah. If Hashem would not have liked Noah, Hashem would have destroyed Noah as well, it would not be here. So actually, Hashem had in mind, so-called, to destroy Noah as well. He just kept him alive because He liked him, not because he deserved it. He liked him. With your permission, we go to Parashat Noah. This is sentence 9, chapter 6, Eretz Toldot Noah. Noah and Tzadikim have daughters, and Tzadikim is unless Noah. The explanation of this sentence is, this is only going to tell us what are the descendants of Noah, and instead of saying the descendants right away, we just give some kind of compliment to Noah. So those compliments, you will not find in the Tanakh ever that Hashem gave such compliments. Hashem did not write about Abraham, about Yitzchak, about Yaakov, about Moshe, that he's a tzaddik. Again, this maybe it's not the highest thing to say that you're tzaddik, but it's one of the compliments a person can get. Can you imagine, you see on the telephone a text message from Hashem, he gets up in the morning and says, you know what, tzaddik. Tzadik Tamim. So the Gemara, what Tzadik Tamim? So the Gemara says Tzadik means very pure, and Tamim means also very humble. Can you imagine you get a stamp from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem writes about you in the Torah. How high could you be that Hashem, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu paints His picture. The man is Tzadik Tamim. Again, you don't find this compliment, this kind of title for no one in the Tanakh ever, that Hashem tells somebody and wrote about him. Soon as Hashem didn't tell Noah himself in his face, that's even bigger. Hashem tells him in his face, you are Tariq. Can you imagine? Hashem comes and tells you you're Tariq. How great you are. Again, don't forget what we said before, the Gemara says, Hashem had in mind to destroy this Tariq, to kill this Tariq. He says Hashem keeps him alive just because he's humble and he's pure. But even those two things are not enough to keep him. Hashem loves him. Hashem loves him, but really doesn't deserve to stay. Doesn't deserve to stay. What do you mean? He's holy, he's pure, he's humble. So what did he do? We'll get to it. Says the Torah, Tamim Meir Bedorotav, comes to Gemara and says, one of the opinions of Chachamim is to tell you, listen, that Torah is a Tzadik Tamim, it's true, but it's only Tzadik Tamim because he lives in this generation. The Gemara says what it means is like this. The Gemara says, if you remember Eliyahu Hanavi, one time was Eliyahu Hanavi when he closed up the rain, Hashem told him to go to a place next to Lebanon. It's called Tafat. And he met over there a lady. He stayed over there in the house. And eventually the lady's son died. And the Gemara says, it's the explanation of the sentence in the Tanakh, that the lady came to Eliyahu and said, you know what? I know why my son died. I said, I'll tell you why. Because you're a very, very holy man. And before you came over here, I was the holiest. Now when you come over here, I'm nothing compared to you. Nothing compared to you. Then Hashem will kiss me with a magnifying glass. And maybe I did certain things not proper. Not a major sin. But Hashem said, okay, for those things, I wipe your son out. Finished. My son is dead. He says, because of you, my son is dead. He says, because of me, now he says, holy died you. He says, because of your arrival here, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me as another holiest. So the Gemara sees the same thing over here. And Noach is a tzaddik, is a holy man, is humble, says a big deal. He's humble, he's holy because he lives in Las Vegas. Big deal. So let's see, he lives in the old city in Yerushalayim. How tzaddik is going to be? So comes the Gemara and says this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it in the Torah. He says, the word of Dorotav, that Noach is a tzaddik, Hamim, but Dorotav is to tell you, listen, this is just a downfall for Noach. It's not a compliment no more. He says it is a compliment, it is good, but he should know it is good because he is being compared to the rest of the generation. If he would have been, come to Gemara and said a comparison thing, if he would have been, the Gemara says, in the generation of Abraham Avinu, then the Gemara goes on, if he would be in the generation of Shmuel Anabi, if the generation of Moshe Abed, then the Zohar says, and maybe we in the generation of David HaMelech, we are nothing. We are nothing. Since when you love to compare a tzaddik, you know, you say, listen, if Baba Sali would have been in time of Shem Baruch Hu, it would be nothing. Rav Kaduri would be in time of Moshe, it would be nothing. You can't do this. It's the opposite of what it says in the Torah. The Gemara says, Shafet Asheri Bayamim Ma'im comes to Gemara and says, somebody has a question. And it says, oh, well, so who should I ask? He says, this rabbi, right? This rabbi is worthless, you know, his rabbi, I knew him 100 years ago, the genius. Him, I would have asked. This guy is nothing, so how can I ask him a question? So the Gemara says, and this is Pasuk in the Torah. It says, this is the rabbi of your generation. He is the rabbi, you ask him the halacha. Don't tell me if it will be in different generations, it will be the other rabbi in the generation before, I will follow. This rabbi I don't follow. So the Gemara is wrong. It says the Torah tells you. It says you follow the rabbi in your generation, and that's the halacha, by the way. I says it doesn't matter if somebody, the rabbi said the halacha 200 years ago, and today there's another rabbi that says, I disagree, that rabbi 200 years ago, if this rabbi is a real rabbi, he has the power to disagree, and we have to follow the rabbi of our generation. You can't say, I follow a rabbi from 200 years ago, from 300 years ago, from 400 years ago, since he's a rabbi today, that he's a major rabbi, and he says opposite. You have to follow the rabbi in your generation. You can't go back. Until he comes to Torah, says, you know, Noah was a tzaddik, says the Gemara, so wait, is a tzaddik only this generation? If it was, this Noah was lived in the time of Abraham, or Moshe, or Shmuel, or David, it would be nothing. There's no such thing. The only thing is you compare tzaddik to him, and you don't so-called transfer tzaddik from one generation to the next. By the way, all the Chachamim that asked about this, what the Gemara says, if Noah would have been in the time of Abraham, Noah was the time of Abraham. Noah never met Abraham. Abraham never met Noah. But when Abraham was 58 years old, Noah died. So you can't say Noah was not in this generation in the time of Abraham. He was in the time of Abraham. Besides, if he wouldn't be in the time of Abraham, it's the same question. It says you don't tell about someone. If he would have been, how come he's nothing? And why you put him down? Why you have to put him down? He says, the Torah says this, it was a tzaddik tamim. Okay. He says, I'm just talking the same sentence. He tells him, you're a tzaddik in this generation. If you would have been in this generation, you're nothing. So why are you telling me this?
Isn't it somewhat of a compliment? When you say the Dorato, that is the whole door was wicked, and he was able to be a tzaddik, it's much more difficult than
that's
somebody
true.
Who lives in
that's
the
true. 100% agree with you. I agree 100%. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara, one of the years, says it is. The Gemara said he was a nothing, you know? Not that he was second to the chief. You know, if at least the Gemara says, listen, Vintam Avraham will be secondary to Avraham. The Gemara uses this phrase. If we be in time of Abraham, it would be nothing. Nothing. We'll be nothing. Zero. So the Gemara is telling me, Moshe, nothing. Time Shmuel, nothing. Time David, nothing. It's not nothing. Can't say the Gemara is nothing. How can you call him nothing? Etan Rukim Yitalech Noach, Ba'erud Nafsu Shabani Mitzem Yitzcham Et Yafet. Again, all the Chachamim are already all the Chachamim has already this, we already know, left in Parasha, it says already this, Noach has made sure that. But Yishachet Ha'aretz Yitnei Elohim Atimale Ha'aretz Chama. From the Torah and the Torah said you should know, earth was destroyed. Was destroyed. Comes the Gemara and tells us, you know, how bad the people behave. As soon as it's going to be in America, in Europe already it happened. And this is going to be in America. Since the Gemara, what happened in America, what happened in the time of the Mabul, used to make weddings. And they had reform shoes, conservative shoes. And they made a chuppah. It just fed them a chuppah, two boys. And then, eventually, they graduated. They made chuppah, the Chatan, married Miss Dogi. The dog was dressed with a white dress, and the Chatan was standing next to the dog and said, "Arei at mekudeshet li b'tavah azu, kedat the reform rabbi." And these two danced, they made the wedding, and they made a ketubah. Made a ketubah, like this one here, this lady over here, made a will for the dog when she died. What's her name?
$1 million.
What? What's the lady?
Yeah.
From Manhattan. What happened? She left the whole heritage to the dog.
$1 million.
I don't know.
Handsome.
Whatever name was.
There was a wedding in India.
Right. But in Europe already.
Oh, yeah.
Europe, yeah. That's the back of the Gemara says that what Yishachet al Betnei Elohim, he says not only the left the portion to the dog, actually the Chatan married a dog. By the way, don't be surprised, the Ramban writes in his commentary. The Ramban on the Torah says. And the Torah says that you need to be careful and you have to stay very pure and very holy because the world is going to go down. The Ramban says that's how it's going to go. First it's going to be men married ladies, then men wants to marry a man, and then it's going to be men married a dog. The Ramban writes it in the Torah 750 years ago. Here, then maybe it's based on this, on this pasuk that happened, but that's what the Torah means. The Torah means, "Atishachet ha'aretz etnei elohim," says the Gemara, that's what happened. It says everybody, the Gemara says, what did they do? It says they killed each other, they did avodah zarah, they did all the bad things in the world. The pasuk ends, "Vatimaleh ha'aretz chamas," Hamas, our Hamas, Abu Jamas, what his name is? Hamas. Hamas is here, okay. Simple explanation, the explanation the way the Gemara paints it, Hamas means theft.
Small
so, big deal. The Gemara says small thing, it's a big deal. Vayar Elohim et ha'aretz v'nei nishchatah, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that you know, the whole thing is being destroyed, Kishchatu v'tako v'kal ha'aretz, Vayar Elohim l'noach, Hashem comes to Noach, sentence 13, and with it says Noach, Kishchatu v'tako v'kal ha'aretz. He says, that's the end of the world. Pack up your bag. I'm going to destroy the world. But that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, because of the Hamas. Ki mala aret Hamas mitnen, because of the Hamas. Comes the Gemara and says the following. You should know, if there is a basket of sins, a person kills a lot of people, yid avodah zarah, lashon hara, all the things, ate that kosher food, and all the bad things. But also, there's a thing that's called Hamas. Is the Hamas in the basket? Is the Hamas in the basket, says the Gemara, you should know every sin that was made by a person creates a prosecutor, and that prosecutor himself comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says to him, hello, he says, hello, he says, what's your name? And he says, my name is Abu Dazara. He says, oh, nice meeting you. How did you get here? He says, there's a guy down the block, he's Abu Dazara. And because it was a zara, I was created from the sin. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls up the angels and says, okay, you see, we have a new soldier. His name is Mr. So-and-so. He was created by this guy so-and-so. So that's how it goes in Shammai. Says the Gemara, you know, there's a basket of sins. The guy can have thousands of sins. He did bad things, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. But there is one little thing over there called Hamad. Hamad. Says the Gemara, so sometimes Hashem would waive everything. But Hashem would not waive Hamad. Hamad, no. Says the Gemara, Kupasha, I will not give them the Catholic reward, it means Hamad. Hamad is the world. The word Hamad is the world, but it means Hamad is not the world. Not true. Hamad is not the worst. If you look in the Torah, you see the punishment. That is the punishment of Abu Dazara and murdering someone. Somebody murdered people. The Gemara says, Hashem says, no, you know what, I'm going to destroy the world. Hashem says, Noach has why? Hashem says, because of the Hamad. Because of the Hamad, how about killing each other? How about doing Abu Dazara? How about marrying a dog? He says, no, no, no. Hamad. What Hamad? What's the problem of Hamad? עשה לך תיבת הסיגובר כנים תעשה את הסיבה. ומחלוקת לגמרא, how many cabins, how many rooms Noach made in the sedar? One opinion is 900 and one opinion I think is 360. Don't remember. Around this number. Please, Mr. Noach, go make yourself a box. So says the Gemara, that Noah was 480 years old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that in another 120 years he's going to destroy the world. So he's going to destroy 120 years. He says, now, for the next 120 years, you'll be busy. So the Gemara came told him to go get wood. So the Gemara, Noah went and planted wood, cedar tree. And then, from the cedar tree, he had to, I don't know how he converted it, but the Torah tells him that he should make the teva itself from a special tree, as it's called salsa tree. Salsa tree. Salsa tree, made the teva. And then the Torah says, if you skip a few sentences, as a sentence 19, we call a chayt, we call a matzat, a shnayim, we call a matzat, we call a matzat, we call a matzat, to bring all those creatures into the teva. And then you have to go get food, since there's not you will get food for all the animals. And you come inside the teva. Come inside the teva. That means Noach is going to become a zookeeper. I says, this is our condition for who is going to save this guy, Mr. Noach. From the flood, from the Mabul, if he is going to have to take care of the animals. Take care of the animals, comes the Gemara and says that actually the Mabul took exactly 1 year, 365 days. 365 days, comes the Gemara and says Noah was running and his children didn't have a night, didn't have a day, to just to take care of the animals. This is the guy that the Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called likes him, let me say, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him. He's going to run all around, and he's going to give food to the animals. Says the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just finished the job in a few hours. After a few hours, the Mabul started, everybody died. Because water started to come from downstairs and upstairs, hot boiling water, says the Gemara, and everything was destroyed immediately. Then all the building fell, and they finished. He says, why did Noah have to stay in the teva 365 days? Comes the Gemara and wants you should know that somebody who say in America is lucky. After he finished his life here and he was not 100%, he's lucky to go to Gehenom. Lucky to go to Gehenom. Gehenom is 12 months. 12 months a person spends in Gehenom before he gets a green card to go to Gan Eden. The 365 days, says the Gemara, Noah has to stay in the teva 365 days, this is the Gehenom. Says Gehenom for who? For Noah. For Noah has to go to Gehenom. Why has to go to Gehenom? I says, the people died anyway right away. It says after 40 days, it says the whole thing was over. It says no, but Noah is going to have to suffer in the teva 365 days, the way the wicked people suffer in Gehenom. He says, well, what did he do? Why are they punishing this way? Not that it's a big punishment, the Gemara says, the Mahalok and the Gemara, when did this thing happen? Either one of one of the days that Noah was running around and he brought food for every creature. So he came and he brought the lion his food. And the lion looked on his watch and says, Noah, you wait 2 minutes. You wait 2 minutes, the lion punched him. Punched him so hard, says the Gemara, that Noah was crippled for the rest of his life. He was crippled that when the Torah will tell you that Noah came out of the table and Noah sacrificed, it means Noah was only the supervisor. He acted as a supervisor. Actual sacrificing was his son, Shem. He could not sacrifice. He was crippled. It is why, because he was late 2 minutes. So what if it was late 2 minutes? What if it was late 2 minutes? It did. So everything from Hashem. So Chachamim said, no, it didn't happen on the spot. It happened and everybody said goodbye to Noah. And everybody left the table and said, Noah, it was very nice to be with you 1 year. Now we're going our way. Shalom. Everybody kissed Noah. And then and the lion and said to Noah, goodbye. Then he punched him. And then Noah fell on the floor. And Noah was bleeding. But bleeding, vomiting blood, became a cripple for the rest of his life. He was, at the time, was 601. And then he died in 960. It is 349 years, Noah was crippled from the punch of the lion because he was late 2 minutes to give the lion his food. So everything from Hashem. And what do you want from him? What do you want from his father? The Haftarah that you're going to read, at least it's Parasha, it's in Sefer Yishayahu. The reason why we read it, the Haftarah, because it says in the Haftarah the word May Noah. Come to the Gemara, and the Gemara says you should know the Mabul is being called after Noah. When the Yishayahu talks about the Mabul, it doesn't say Mabul, it doesn't say flood. It says the water of Noah. Says the Gemara, what do you mean the water of Noah? It's not the water of Noah. It's Noah is a survivor. Noah was in the Tevah. The Gemara, no. It's called Mer Noah. It means blame Noah from the Mabul. Blame Noah from the Mabul. Come to Gemara and tell you, no, because Noah did not pray for the people. Why should he pray for the people? It says, where's the people? It says, and he didn't pray, so he didn't pray. So because he didn't pray, therefore, I am to be blamed for. I said, I'm not nothing. I said, they did all the bad things. I can never hold upset to them. I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish them. I said, maybe you can say, how come I didn't pray? Okay, I didn't pray. I said, don't call the Mabul on me. I said, Gemara, no, that's the Haftarah. And you finish all Parasha, you read the Haftarah. I said, okay, punchline. What's the punchline? Blame. Said, blame. Look at the people of the deed. Always says, forget about it. The flood is to be blamed on Noah. Now, not only that, if you remember, the Torah said to the Sultan of the Parasha, what happened, he got drunk, and what his son, his grandson was doing to him, the things. He said, what happened to this man that was erased completely from the history? With your permission, if you look at the next Parasha, this is Parasha Lech Lecha, this is chapter 16. Sentence 5. Chapter 16, sentence 5. This is the middle of the story that after Abraham arrived in Eretz Yisrael and he lived over there 10 years, Sarah came over to him and said, you know what, I think maybe you should marry our maid Hagar. This was an Egyptian girl. And so she converted. And Sarah said, you know, you marry this lady, after you marry this lady, maybe Hashem will grant me with a baby. I cannot have a child yet. She was already 75 years old. I said to Abraham, why don't you marry her? So I said, tell this, Abraham married this girl, Hagar. And then the people used to come and visit, and Sarah used to come in the house, so Hagar used to open the door, she was the maid. She said, who are you here to see? I said, I'm here to see the lady, Miss Sarah. I said, why are you going to see her? I said, who said, she's worthless. You see, she lives with this man already for 10 of the years. 50, 60, 70 years she lives with him. And she doesn't have a baby. Probably she's not holy, she's a faker. She looks like a holy lady, she covers her hair, she is nothing. See, look. Since the Gemara that Sarah heard it, Sarah heard when this, when the maid spoke to the guest, and Sarah was very upset. Sarah very upset in sentence 5, and Sarah says, Vatomir Sarai al Avram Hamati Alecha. Sarah goes to Avram, she says to Avram Hamati, from the Lord Hamat. Hamat. So Rashi brings the Gemara, comes the Gemara and says the following. Sarah tells Avram, you know, I heard you when Hashem spoke to you. You told HaKadosh Baruch Hu how I'm going to have a baby. I have no children. I'm going to die without children. So Sarah told Avram, you know, I heard this was wrong. You should have said, we don't have a baby. Because when you spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it actually, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you pray for yourself. And therefore we can have these guys, Nachshon and Ishmael, being born because you prayed for yourself. Here you got the product. Here's our opinion here. If you would have prayed for both of us, I would have a child already. Says the Gemara, the death called Hamas. Hamas doesn't mean that you just go steal. It's much more than that. This is, if you have the ability to pray for someone and you don't pray for him, that's called Hamas. It's called stealing. That's what Sarah tells Avram. You stole. What did you steal? You stole my redemption. You stole the opportunity that I could have gotten. It. Comes the and says the following. You should know, the person can pray all his life or his business. Holy, pure, 100%. Goes to mikveh, gives tzedakah, prays to Hashem. The more he prays, the business goes more down. Says the same thing about health. You know, since the person started to pray, the thing was got down. He's feeling worse. Of course, you know, doctor tell you, listen, you know, that's a sickness. What can you do? But sometimes the person is feeling, you know, I pray for nothing. And he says, you're right. Not if you pray for nothing. Your prayer did its work. How can it happen? How can it happen? I didn't do nothing. I prayed. So the Ali says, no, he does ta'anit, he prays, he does the fast. Nothing else. So the Ali tell you what. Ali says, the tefillah person prays, it goes like this. It has to start from your heart. And then it goes to your mouth. And from your mouth, it goes to your hand. From the hand, it goes to your finger. From your finger, it goes to Marat HaMachpelah, it goes to Kever Rachel, it goes to the Kotel Bet HaMikdash, and then it goes to Kiseh HaKavod. So that's how the entrance the tefillah of a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches it. It is, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but actual tefillah, what you call Shomea Tefillah, Hashem hears you, it means upstairs to Kiseh HaKavod. And says you should know, the Gemara says you should know, in order for the tefillah to go from your mouth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your fingers have to be very clean. If you do bad things with your hand, tefillah gets stuck here, before the palm. You can pray all day long, you can do anything you want. For example, says the Gemara, a thief. A thief. The Gemara says, a person stole with his hand. He stole with his hand. He stole with his hand, he signed false application, it says he got a mortgage, he wrote false thing, it says now the tefillah will get stuck before your palm. I said, doesn't matter how much you pray. I mean, I say, you actually, he says, okay, everything's okay with you, but it's not just the prayer. The prayers never hit home, what you call in America. Never hit home. They got stuck by your palm because your hand has to be clean. If your hands are not clean, the tefillah doesn't go off. He says, let me tell you something. Sarah over here has something the Gemara says unbelievable. It says, if you know a person, and he says, that needs something, you know, his business is not so good. Whose business is good today? It says, you need somebody to go to a shelter. You go to the hospital, you see how many people need. It says, if you only pray for yourself, and you don't pray for others, it means you are safe. How come you don't pray for them? That's a Sarah to Avram. That's Hamas. The word Hamas, I mean, says, Halakhic Gemara says everything. Hamas means murdering, Hamas means stealing, Hamas means means. So they tell you what it means. It means that you take something. That's called Hamas. Hamas means you take something. What do you take? Either you take a physical thing that you have, or you take something that you could have given to someone and you give it to him. It's about to pray, so if you don't pray for others, it means you are a thief. Who says it? Sarah. Sarah says in the Parsha. Next is Parsha. By the way, Rav Shach used to say it in the Yeshiva. Now in the Yeshiva, Rav Shach used to say it, if you say every day, say Tachanun, say Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gadamnu, Dibanu, Dotsi, Abinim, Shannu, Zadnu, Hamasnu. Every day you say the word Hamasnu when you bang on your heart. Hamasnu, Hamasnu. He said, Rav Shach used to say, what do you mean Hamasnu? I said, every day say Hamasnu, what you stole, really you stole, you didn't steal. Everyone told? No. You say Hamasnu. What do you mean Hamasnu? This is the Rav Shach is to bring this Rashi, this Gemara. As the Gemara says, Hamasnu means I had the opportunity to pray for someone, I didn't pray for him. So Ari says, you know, if you didn't pray, forget about it. But if you pray for yourself, it means you know how to pray. But you didn't pray for others, it means now you're stealing. Now you're stealing, you said it's a delight here. It says nothing will happen. It says you can pray all your life on this day, so you did this, never got better. So why didn't get better? Because you never prayed. Not only didn't pray, you really are a thief. So now you should know that's the whole story here. The whole story of the Mabul, as it is, we go back to the Aftarah, says Ari, says that's the Gemara says, you read the Aftarah, it's called May Noah. Noah is responsible. Says the Gemara, Noah is responsible. Says Noah didn't pray for them. Says you should have prayed for them. Says what do you pray for them? Says the Gemara in time of Rameh Balanes, it was a Jewish mafia. And Rameh Balanes said he's going to pray for them to die. Says why? Noah said, why is pray for them to die? Why don't you pray for them to do teshuva? Says the Gemara, he did. And this is Teshuva. The Gemara says, time of Rav Zera was the same story. Says the Gemara, you have to pray for people. Yahu Navid said in terms of Eliyahu, in his book he says, she's known before Mashiach will come, Hashem will have a complaint to everyone, how come you did not pray? So much to what it means. I said, listen, you have to understand that God created this world. So Hashem gave you a mouth. He said, what you got to do? He says, you got to pray that the world stands. I said, this is the product of Hashem. So you imagine your father, he says, made something, and now it's going to be destroyed. Don't you want the dead product that your father made and created to stay, that your father should have some pleasure from the actual thing that he made? I said, Hashem created this world, and people don't need it. I said, Hashem will destroy the world. So what do you got to do? I said, the first thing what you got to do is you got to pray. You got to pray for this product to stay. I said, if you don't pray, what it means, you steal from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, if you don't pray, it says, it's on the way. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Mashiach will come, Hashem will have complaints to all the entities. How come you didn't pray? So when did I just pray? Because if you didn't pray, it means you steal. It says, Noah is responsible for whole Mabul. The Rebbe Gemara says, you know, Noah is Tadik Hamim. It says, perfect, you know, but Hashem is going to destroy everything. So Hashem means to Noah. Hashem means to Noah, listen, the Gemara says, Noah was standing on the street and tell people, yeah, the Mabul is coming, and the people is to answer, Mabul is going to go on you, we're going to go on you. So Ari says, Noah, why didn't you stop praying? Noah was in the cave about 365 days. He says, why don't you pray inside the cave? So the Gemara, Noah came out of the cave, I started to cry. Starts to cry, he says, look what's going on, the world stretches out on the floor, look, everybody is dead. Starts to cry, so he said, oh, Mr. Noah, good morning. I told you, 120 years, I told you, God be busy, he's building the terror. Why didn't you pray then? Now you're crying for what? That's how he says, while Noah is inside the terror, he doesn't pray. It means actually, every moment of your life, you're still stealing, you are thief. That's why the lion is going to eat you. And this is why the end of his life is being erased from the history. And that's when the Torah will tell you what his sons went and will do to him. It's a punishment. It says, Noah is the one that's responsible. Erased from the history. It says, why? Because actually, it's the Hamas. And then Hashem tells him, Hamas. Noah should have understood. It's not that theft, actual thing that the people went and the stole fruits and the little peanuts. Of course that means as well. And Ariel says, it's all I hint to you, it says the blood thing, it says people made these bad things, so what can we do? What do? You should have prayed for them to do the Shuvah. You didn't pray for them? You're responsible. No, you are responsible. That's the Gemara says, that's what the Torah says, that's the Parashah. Hashem wants to destroy everything. But Hashem, he likes Noah. He likes him. But really, Hashem wants to kill him as well. He says, why wants that? The Midrash says Noah was a thief. That's what Hashem says. Well, he's really a thief, and he really thinks he went to Home Depot, he's so good. And then he said, no, he's a thief because it's called Hamas. Hamas fi alecha. Hamas means you had the opportunity to pray. I see, you know his tzaddik tamim, you tzaddik, you humble, this. I said, of course you know. I said, why didn't you pray? You didn't pray. Hashem is going to hint you. He's going to hint you. You don't get a hint. I said, that's the first Mokotan. Then he said, no, that's what the Torah really means. That's the Gemara means. If Noah would have been in the generation of Avraham, or Moshe, or Shmuel, and David, it would be nothing. What do you mean nothing? Something, zero. What do you mean zero? Because those four people, Avraham, Shmuel, Moshe, and David, they only prayed for others all the time. Because 2 weeks before Shabbat, I see Avraham even praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. I said, Avraham, next to Hashem, I said, tell me, you see, Avraham comes to Eretz Israel, and he walks in Eretz Israel, every step that he stops, he prays. He says, Mokodesh, he sees what's going to be in the future. He prays for his brothers and Yosef. He prays for other things, for the brothers with the Shem and Hamor. It says, Avraham prays all the time. It says, Noah doesn't pray. It says, Shmuel and Avi. The Gemara in a way was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. As Moshe was standing, one sitting in one spot, and Shmuel went with his bag. He had no house. He went from town to town to help people. It says, David HaMelech the same thing. It says, David HaMelech all day long was doing things for others. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Zohar says. If Noah, the Shem writes in the Torah, you should know, Noah is a holy man, is a humble, is worthless. It would be zero if it would be in the generation of Abraham. He was in the generation of Abraham. Abraham was 58 years old. What it means is if he would follow Abraham's footsteps, it would be a nothing because he never prayed for others. Abraham did for others. He didn't did for. That's a Kaddish Baruch
Hu. Abraham prayed for Eagle's stone.
Yeah.
Was he praying for the tzaddikim there or for all the people?
For all the people.
He's involved.
Right. But you have to pray. That's what I would say. You have to pray. It's not your business. You got to pray. You got to pray, leave it up to Hashem. Since if you have the ability to pray, if you don't pray, you are sick. Lari says, this is really what it means. This is the Gemara says that Noah learned Torah. Noah learned Torah. How do you know? The Gemara says Hashem told him to take pure animals and pure birds to the Teva. So the Gemara says, well, pure means pure. What do you mean pure? The Gemara says, well, over here pure means this is kosher. This kosher one. And he says, I'll tell you what it means. Okay, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Tosafot both said he should know. The word has three pillars. One pillar is called Torah. One prayer is called kindness, one prayer is called worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodah. So the Gemara says, the Arim said, I tell you what the Gemara really means about Noah. Noah knew Torah. He knew Torah. There's one prayer. And he says, the other two prayers he doesn't have. Hashem is the mutual of Noah. And Noah, so-called, he is the one that is going, so-called, to start building again its work. Of course, he knows the Torah. And the Torah will tell you, listen, he takes animals and sacrifices them. This is maybe it's called the second pillar, it's called Avodah. And the kindness to do with others, that's like a difficult lesson inside the Teva. Difficult lesson inside. He lacks him inside the Teva, so-called, to serve the animals, to take care of the animals. He says it's called doing kindness. That's the pillar number three. Ba'atah, he says you should know, when we pray for Beit HaMikdash. That's not Beit HaMikdash. And then he knows that Beit HaMikdash is the place to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Navi says the place of Beit HaMikdash is being called a place of prayer. Ki beti betfilai tare l'chol ha'avim. It says the sacrifice is only to sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a forgiveness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in the Tanakh says he doesn't need sacrifices. He tells David HaMelech, you know, one day that you're with me and you study and you pray for me, it's better than all the days of your son who sacrificed in the Middle. Actual thing את כל לעובדו בכל לבבכם, וזה תפילה. It says to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the most important thing. It says the second thing is the sacrifice, it's not the first thing. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, the Torah says that's the parasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not bring rain. The second Gemara, why? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wants to wait for Adam HaRishon to come and pray for him. Definitely rain. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait for Adam HaRishon to sacrifice, and then he give rain. It says prayer is more important. That's called Avodah, that's really the pillar. The pillar is really praying. That's not the word. If we don't do it, it's not only you don't do the prayer, it's called you stealing so-called that redemption or so-called the opportunity of people to be saved from the struggle. So he says that's the first thing, that's the message of this parasha, that's what the Zohar means. That the parasha is not a history of what happened in Noah. It is just read the whole thing and read the whole thing, and then the punchline. And the punchline is the end of the parasha. It says the good things that Noah did, okay. And then now he says, read the whole thing. And then you get to the end of the parasha, it says, you know, Abraham Avinu. Abraham was born to Sarah, here Abraham is here. Abraham is here. Abraham is here, he's going to get married to Sarah, they're going to go to Eretz Israel. It says that so-called the goal. The goal is to come to Eretz Israel to go pray in Eretz Israel. It says the whole parasha is Eretz Israel. Noach, it says look what happened. It says the Mabul, Noach's fault. What happened to Noach, Noach's fault. It says what's the purpose of the parasha? It's to get to this guy Abraham, that he is the one that's going to pray for others. It says this is what the Torah means. It's not to tell you about the Mabul and the whole thing. It's all thing is to blame this guy that is not praying. He is part of the so-called the theft. So for us, as I said, that means for us, we have to know when we pray, we should not emphasize and concentrate for us. We have to pray. When we pray, you have to pray for others. And wherever anybody needs something, you got to pray for him. It's not you doing him a favor. It's not some kind of a kindness. If you don't pray, you are sick. It says you have to pray. If you don't pray for him, it means that the tefillah that you pray for yourself, how you said, gets stuck before it gets to your palm, before it gets to your finger. So actually, it's an obligation for you, and maybe a condition for you, for your prayers to go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you know all the sick people, you pray for all the sick people in the world, you pray for all the people that need from outside the world, and then you include yourself in the prayer. But if you just pray for yourself and other people need the same thing, you don't pray for them, it's in use of tefillah in vain, you're never going to get out of the tefillah. It's just opposite, you get a sin, because at the same time you call you stealing from others. And this is the message from this parasha, and we should over praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so called the world that he created, this world that should stay forever, Hashem should not have this kind of sorrow that he created this world.
Oh, I got the Nana.
Now that I got Nana.
You got the Nana?
He heard the message.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Nana?
Sorry, put him away.